I'm Logan Smith, and one thing that interests me is this boundary of religion and what it specifically means. The dictionary definition of religion is a belief in and worship of a controlling power. It's most specifically a god. Most families have these boundaries in religion, but how does crossing this boundary affect their family and themselves? I've interviewed two people. My first interviewee is Chelsea Middlebrooks. Her mother has this strict view on religion, and Chelsea has crossed that boundary by not accepting her mother's religion of Christianity. To start off the questions, I wanted to know specifically what religion meant to her, and how this choice of taking a different path in religion has affected her family and her personality.
What does religion mean to you?
I guess religion in the simplest terms to me would be what you believe in. Because, well, like groups such as like Christianity or Hinduism, they're just a group of people that believe in a common thing.
So. Tell me what made you want to stop attending church.
Well, because I'm from New Jersey, and when we moved out of New Jersey, when I was around 7, we stopped going to church because it took too much to go back and forth from New Jersey to Philly to go to church. And my mother like tried to get us to go to different churches, but we never like fit in at one. But so maybe like 2-3 years ago, so around the age of maybe 12-13, my mom was like, one day in the summertime, she was like, guess what guys, we're gonna go to church, out of the blue. And so we went to church, and she was like, this church is all relaxed, you guys can just wear jeans and a t-shirt. But this is our new church now, we're gonna keep going here. And after a while, it just felt like I didn't belong there. It was primarily because my assumption at the time was because of the fact that I hadn't gone to church in a while. But I realized later on that I didn't have the same values as the church did.
Tell me how your family, or specifically your mom, felt about this change.
Well, negatively, when I told her, of course. It was kind of an inopportune time when I brought it up because we were at church when it happened. But she brought the pastor over and everything and started, she wanted to like have this whole intervention thing going on, and I wasn't really having that at the moment. But my mother was, the next week I was just like, I really don't want to go to church. I really don't feel like I belong there. And it just feels wrong to be in that building because I don't have the same beliefs as everybody in there. But, she basically was like, I was raised as a Christian. I'm gonna raise my children as such too.
What are your beliefs?
Well, I believe that there's a higher power. I'm just not exactly sure what. Like, I believe in like that there's a possibility of one. I just haven't really decided if I'm gonna try a different religion because I haven't like really looked into it yet to see if some religion does match my values. My beliefs already.
Right. You said your mom says that she was raised as Christian, so she's gonna raise her children as Christians. Do you think that'll affect how you raise your children in the future?
Yes. Well, just particularly with my experience, because she still makes me go to church, and it does feel wrong. We do communion and stuff like that, and they say before we take communion, only take it if you believe in the same values. And I take it anyway because my mother tells me to, but it feels wrong and disrespectful to them because I'm in their building and I don't have the same values as them. So I wouldn't try to force upon, in a way it kind of seems like she's forcing me into this religion and it's not really fitting me. So in the future, I guess with my children, I wouldn't give them a religion. I would just raise them, and then if they decide later on that they what they believe in and then they go decide to be like Muslim or Christian, then they can do that. But I wouldn't really raise them with a particular religion, just certain values.
How do you, excuse me, how do you see things differently now? that you don't attend church?
What?
How do you see things differently now that you don't attend church?
I do attend church.
I mean, like, now that you feel like you don't have to fall, you shouldn't attend church. Like, has your viewpoint changed about the church, or?
Well, I try to look for the deeper meanings, like, in the sermons. Like, because he tries to adapt, like, you look at the stories of the Bible and try to put them into real life and how they relate to us today, typically with sermons. So I just try to look for the deeper lesson in it. And maybe it's like, be kind to a neighbor. You never know how it's going to reward you, something like that. Just a general thing so it can relate to almost anybody and not just Christians, even though it's specifically tailored to them. I kind of look for something else.
How do you feel when you're forced to attend church? Do you feel like angry, upset?
I feel displaced because because she wakes me up on Sundays and she's like, we're going to church. But sometimes my sister refuses and I'm just like, well, I don't want to be disrespectful to her because it's what she believes in, but it's kind of in a way hurting me because I don't belong there. I know I don't.
So your sister has the same viewpoint as you, like she shouldn't be there?
Yes. I don't know if it's the exact same, like values-wise or like why she doesn't believe, but, well not believe, but like why we don't like I'd guess the church. Why we don't like the church, but she doesn't like going there.
How do you think this affected your personality?
Well, it helped me decide who I want to be, I guess. Like, it made me see that trying to force something on somebody isn't always the best way, because it's not going to help them in any way. It's going to force them to have to figure out who they are, and it's kind of hard to figure out who you are when somebody's forcing another identity onto you.
So who do you think you are?
It's kind of a hard question. Because I know ninth grade, you're supposed to be, that's the question, figure out who you are. But I feel like you're always changing. You're constantly changing because you learn new things every day.
So how do you feel when your opinion isn't taken into consideration?
Well, a lot of times people's opinions aren't taken into consideration, but I feel... when it's not taken into consideration, I guess I feel let down the fact that my opinion doesn't really matter in the situation.
My second interviewee was my mother, Nina Smith. She personally has not crossed the boundaries of religion, but her brother and sister have. Now in her family, they freely had the choice to choose what religion they wanted to be, but were raised as Christians. I also wanted to know what religion meant to her.
What does religion mean to you?
To me, religion means life. It means purpose. It means hope for the future.
Do your siblings follow the same path as you do?
No, they've decided to follow different paths. Although all of us, three of us in total, were raised as Jehovah's Witnesses, I am the only one who decided to stay with that religion. My younger sister has decided to become Muslim, and my older brother has decided not to practice any religion at all. For various reasons, they've chosen these things. And for them, it seems to fit into what they want their lives to be, and so I have to respect their choices.
So how did you feel when they decided to choose another path?
Well, I felt a little hurt in that we wouldn't be practicing the same thing, and that there are differences, and there's different things in my religion that they don't do, and different things in their religion that I don't do. And so sometimes it causes a conflict with us, and so it causes a division in essence. We're not as close as we could be, or as I think that we could have been if we all practiced the same religion.
How have their choices affected you?
Well, sometimes I miss my siblings. I don't see them as much as I would like to. Our lives have taken different paths, and so sometimes we don't cross at all. periods of time can go by, months at times, where I don't speak to either one of my siblings, or I don't see them and they don't see me because of, you know, what we're doing just in life in general. But because there is a difference in religion, sometimes even when we get together, there's a debate or a confrontation. And so I think because of that, sometimes we avoid each other so that we avoid those types of situations. So I do miss my siblings, but I do feel a loyalty to my God. And so I've chosen to put that loyalty above my loneliness or my missing of my siblings.
So how has that affected your values?
My religion has affected my values greatly. Of course, the Bible has many principles in it that, you know, I try to live by. Of course, the basics, no stealing, being honest at all times, but also being morally clean, physically clean, and of course, spiritually clean. All my values center around being one of Jehovah's Witnesses and holding or upholding the standards that have been put before me by my God in the Bible. And so my values and my standards are high, and I try my best to uphold them to the best of my ability. And sometimes I do fall short, as you know, we're all imperfect and that happens. But I try my best to uphold my spiritual values. And this is in dealing with persons, of course, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, holds true in all aspects. And by me treating people with that in mind, I get treated with respect and dignity in return, and saying, you know, that I do for others, they seem to do for me as well. And so I think because of that, I'm liked by more people. I've been able to maintain my, you know, current job for years at a time because of it, because of the standards that I hold myself to. And I believe that it's made my life better and given me greater purpose.
You still do get to see other parts of your family, right?
Sure, we get together and I see various members of my family. As a matter of fact, I just had my nieces over and spent the day with them and enjoyed that very much. And so I still do get to see, you know, my family despite, you know, our religious differences, and we still love each other and hope to continue to see one another and to continue to love each other, because when all is said and done, we are family.
Religion, all in all, can mean different things to different people. But one thing for sure is that religion affects who we are. We have the choice to cross the boundaries of religion, but that choice can also affect those around us.